タラッタッタッタッタララタラッタッタッタッタララタラッタッタッタッタララタタララタラタラタラタタタラ。
Hello and welcome. I'm Helen.
And I'm Caroline.
And we love to sew. This is a podcast for makers where we talk about sewing a handmade wardrobe and bring you interviews with inspiring creatives and small business owners in our community.
This week we are talking about free sewing. We share our top budget-friendly tips along with a ton of free pattern suggestions, our favorite free resources, and places you can hang out online to get loads of sewing advice and inspiration for free too.
All for the low, low price of $0. Thanks to Dear and Doe for supporting Love to Sew. Dear and Doe is a French indie pattern company started in 2012. They now have over 40 patterns in their collection, like the Sirocco knit jumpsuit, the Myosotis shirt dress, and the dramatic Magnolia Maxi, available in both paper and PDF.
And since this week is all about free sewing, why don't you try out Dear and Doe patterns and see the quality for yourself with the beloved plantain t-shirt available for free in PDF. Plus, their new ebook, Dressed, is out now and includes 9 new patterns. Love to Sew listeners can enjoy 10% off during September with the code LOVETOSEW. And now, on to the show. Hi, Helen.
Hi, Caroline.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. You have some exciting news to share.
I do. I thought this was the perfect episode to share that we have a new free pattern available.
No way.
Yes. We did our Coast to Tote last year, and it's been a goal of mine to continue to put out free patterns for people every year. So this year we're doing a free tank pattern. The Luna Tank is now available. All you have to do is sign up for our newsletter, and then it gets sent right to your inbox. And it's a knit tank top pattern that's based off of a self-drafted design that I wear all the time and have worn for years. And I've always wanted to turn it into a pattern. Very, very simple, super swingy tank, very comfortable. It's got a scooped hem in the front and back, comes up to a little point at the sides. And it's actually the same in the front and back. So the front and back pieces are the same. So it's got plenty of ease in the bust thanks to its scoopy shape.
Amazing. I love the Luna Tank. I've seen you wear it. I think it's adorable. I can't wait to sew it up. I think it's going to be so fun for like going for hikes or like just around the house in a tank. It would be amazing as a dress if you hack it into a dress. But
oh yeah,
where does the name Luna come from?
Oh, I just really like the sound of it, and the shape of the top kind of reminds me of the moon.
Ooh.
And so I liked the idea of Luna as a name because it's got that like circular vibe.
I love it. And it's a pretty quick sew, right?
Oh yeah, it's a really quick sew. I have like 5 or 6 in my wardrobe because they're so awesome and comfortable, and you can make it out of like between 1 meter and 2 meters of fabric depending on your size. So it doesn't take a lot and it's super, super quick to make. And it's really fun to give away something to our newsletter subscribers, and we send out newsletters every week with what's going on in our sewing world over on Helen's Closet, blog posts and hacks and new patterns and all that kind of stuff. So I would love it if you would sign up for the newsletter to get this free pattern. And it's a great way to sample Helen's Closet patterns. If you haven't tried us already, you can kind of get a little bit of a taste and see what we're all about with our instruction booklets and all that jazz.
What if I'm already signed up for your newsletter? How do I get it?
We'll be letting our newsletter subscribers know ahead of time. So you probably already have it. But if you don't, you can just sign up again. You won't get double newsletters from us. You'll just get the free pattern and then you'll still be on our newsletter list, which is great.
So exciting and perfect timing, Helen. It's almost like you planned it that way.
We don't plan the podcast. What are you talking about?
That's awesome. Well, I'm really pumped to talk about free sewing today because, let's be real, sewing isn't cheap. This is the case for a lot of creative hobbies. It can be expensive to get into them because there's a lot of things that can add up, especially when you're first getting into a craft. With sewing, not only is there fabric and patterns to consider, but also tools, notions, supplies, equipment, and space.
Absolutely. So we're going to share some cost-saving tips in this episode and lots of free content and patterns. So you can go and, you know, subscribe to all of these free resources, download all of these free patterns, and you'll have lots to work with moving forward for your budget-friendly sewing.
Yes. And if you are interested in the numbers side of sewing, we did a whole episode about the financials of sewing where we got our listeners to fill out a survey about their spending habits when it comes to sewing. That's episode 52. We'll link it in the show notes if you want to go back and listen. It was a really cool one.
Yeah, that episode's over 100 episodes old, Caroline.
What?
It's actually kind of early days. Maybe we need to do a follow-up.
Maybe we do. I think it's high time to do some follow-up episodes now that we're at episode 160.
But there is so much free content out there with sewing. I mean, thanks to the internet and social media and all of you lovely sewists out there sharing your resources online, sharing your knowledge, creating video tutorials and tips. So there's just so much to share. We certainly are not going to have space to share it all today, but we've selected some of our favorite free sewing resources, and we're going to be including all of the links information in the show notes so you can go and follow up on all of these things.
Yeah, and if we missed any of your faves, please do let us know and we can do a follow-up in our feedback fest or maybe another future episode talking about all of your free resources that maybe we might have missed.
Mm-hmm. So to start off, we wanted to share some of our budget-friendly tips for accessing materials. Not all of these are free, but often you can get sewing materials at a reduced cost. Our first tip is to maybe host or go to a fabric swap, maybe an online fabric swap these days. It's a great way to get new to you fabric and materials. I love that sewists, you know, we hang on to things for a while. Sometimes they just aren't working for us. And when we have the opportunity to swap and trade, it's so much fun to get your hands on some new things.
Oh, absolutely. This is a great way. And it's free. So it's, you know, one of those no cost ways to get materials, which are pretty hard to come by when it comes to physical materials. So hosting a fabric swap or going to one is a great idea. Our next tip is thrifting. A lot of thrift stores will have a fabric or craft section where fabric has been donated. Often it's like where the sheets are, like the bedding or towels and that kind of thing. And finding fabric or sewing patterns at a thrift store can be a serious win. You can find some totally original fabrics at a very reasonable price. You know, it's kind of like that thrill of the hunt that you get when you go thrift shopping. You can get that with fabric too. And also, sometimes thrift stores carry other sewing supplies, so be sure to keep your eye out for those too, like buttons, zippers. Obviously, sewing machines sometimes can pop up at thrift stores. Dress forms or mannequins. There are
ironing boards,
irons. There's tons and tons of things that you can find at thrift stores. And if you're lucky, they'll be priced really low and you'll get a great deal.
Yeah. And speaking of those sheets and duvet covers and pillowcases and all that stuff, you can use that stuff to sew too, especially sheets. It's often just cotton. And so you can use those either for your test garments if you just want to try something out, or if it's a really beautiful print, like IKEA has lots of lovely prints in their collection, you can turn that into a garment and no one's ever going to know the difference.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Another option for obtaining materials at a lower cost is online selling groups. So for example, Facebook Marketplace, maybe Craigslist, Kijiji, where you are, if there's any local buy and sell groups that you have in your area, or Facebook groups that you're a part of. This is a really great option. Some listeners have mentioned having great success in finding fabric through de-stashes hosted on Facebook groups. We're not really a part of many Facebook groups that do this, but sounds amazing. And you can often find supplies at a discounted price on Facebook Marketplace. And there's so much out there, but if you're looking for something specific, you may have to be patient to find what you're looking for.
Yes. And one of my tips for looking for things online, because I'm currently always on the lookout for furniture for my house on Craigslist and Facebook Marketplace, is to have it bookmarked with the search already done. So I've already got like my Comox Valley furniture bookmark, and I just click on it every day. And so I can just peruse what's new. But I don't have to go like to the homepage of Craigslist and like get into the area that I want to be in. So that's like a faster way for you to just check it, because you really do have to be on checking it regularly in order to get those like hot deals.
Oh yeah. You can also set up Craigslist alerts. I don't know if you've ever done that, but you can set up an alert where you give them some keywords and then it'll send you an email every day with every new posting that has that keyword.
I did not know that.
Cool. Yeah, it's really, really cool. I did that for a while too when I was hunting down furniture for, I don't know, something at some point. I was looking for something specific. Obviously, the more specific you can get, the better. But if there's maybe a particular sewing machine, or like I could imagine putting a alert for like Bernina on Craigslist could be really beneficial, because Bernina sewing machines are really amazing secondhand and they don't come up often. So that's a good tip if you are willing to wait.
Cool. And also Instagram, there's a bit of a marketplace for items. There's actually one account we wanted to call out that's called Buy, Sell, Trade, Handmade. And you can follow them and they organize the reselling and trading of handmade goods, which seems like a really amazing account. And I'm sure there are others like this out there. So let us know if you know of other accounts that our listeners could find interesting as far as getting their hands on some items on Instagram.
The cool thing about Buy, Sell, Trade, Handmade is you can sell like your handmade garments, but you can also sell like fabric and sewing materials on there.
Yeah.
So like the raw goods as well. So it's really kind of like a buy, sell, trade account for sewists or crafters, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
And obviously I see a lot of people on Instagram just do de-stashes personally. So if you follow sewists, keep a lookout for those that might be creating like separate de-stash accounts, or maybe just doing de-stashes on their regular accounts. That's a great way to get a sweet deal on fabric and, you know, notions and supplies and patterns and that kind of thing.
Yeah. And of course, shopping sales, stores will run sales for end of seasons, or maybe they have like a certain time of year where you know they'll have a sale, like around Black Friday or around their anniversary or something like that. So you can keep an eye out and plan for those sales. You can get pattern deals like buy one, get one free, or maybe just a good discount on a deal. And if you find that your sewing has become quite costly, paying attention to these sales and understanding your sewing goals in the process can also really make a difference, because you don't want to be tempted all the time to buy things that are outside the scope of your plan for what you really, really wanted to make. So sometimes just having that plan is going to help you stick to it, and then you're going to save money in the process.
Yeah, definitely. And remnant sales too are worth mentioning, because a lot of fabric shops are doing that. I know we do them at Blackbird, and those are like, you know, remnant pieces of fabric at a deep, deep discount. So you can get some amazing deals there. I will say remnant sales can be really stressful, because there's like one of each thing. Once we send out the newsletter and people start buying, stuff is going like left, right, and center. And I know from a buyer's perspective, it can be kind of stressful when you're trying to check out and maybe something sold to somebody else. So bear that in mind. I've said this before, but remnant sales, not for the faint of heart.
And the last tip, which I think is probably the best one, is to approach your family and friends. Don't underestimate the power of putting those feelers out there to the people that you know. And you might be surprised of who's got a sewing machine or a box of fabric in their closet that's been inherited from a relative, or they're just not using it anymore and they're really actually wanting to pass it along to somebody, a loving home, someone who's going to get use out of it. But they have no idea that you're interested in sewing. So if you're new to sewing, I think putting up a little post on Facebook or whatever, you know, social platform you're active on, or even emailing your broader family, you would be shocked at the number of things you can get from doing that. Definitely worth a try.
Oh, definitely. I like to think like everything that ends up in a thrift store was once probably relinquishing in somebody's closet, you know, and yeah, just sitting there for a while. So get it before it hits the thrift store from your friends and family.
Thanks to Dear & Dough for supporting Love to Sew. Dear & Dough patterns focus on high-quality drafting, easy-to-follow instructions, and elegant silhouettes that feature beautiful French-inspired details. Their garments are comfortable for everyday wear, but sophisticated enough to elevate your casual wardrobe.
Check out their new Dressed ebook to help you design a gorgeous capsule wardrobe. You create outfit formulas and calculate the exact number of pieces you need to sew, nothing more and nothing less. Then deep dive on fabric so you can be confident your pattern to fabric pairings will be successful. You'll learn the basics of color theory, how to find your colors, and how to hone in on your ideal wardrobe color palette. Plus, they provide detailed worksheets for every step of the way.
For the price of two regular patterns, the ebook comes with 9 new PDF patterns that you can download and sew right away. Each pattern includes 2 views, and they are all beginner friendly and quick to sew. Love to Sew listeners can enjoy 10% off Dressed during September with the code Love to Sew. That's dear-and-dough.com, code Love to Sew.
Oh, Okay, let's talk about educational resources, because online learning is huge. And if you're new to sewing or you're looking to level up, chances are you can find the information that you need, obviously depending on your learning style. But if you're game to watch videos and read blog posts, listen to podcasts like ours, there's so much great information out there that can help you to learn more about sewing, and a lot of it is free. So the first thing we wanted to touch on is YouTube, because there are some really amazing YouTubers creating content around sewing. Some of our favorite people to turn to on YouTube for sewing related content are, well, first of all, past guest Evelyn Wood. She has a YouTube channel and shares a lot of beginner and intermediate sewing tips. And Evelyn has an amazing vintage style, but she also shares just a lot of generally great sewing tips on her channel.
Yes. And another great YouTuber to follow for help with technical skills is Annika from Made to Sew. She has lots of great playlists on specific topics. So if you're brand new to sewing, you can actually get started with her Sewing for Beginners playlist. I love the playlist function on YouTube. It makes it really easy to find like a whole category of something.
Yeah, absolutely. There's also Professor Pincushion. They have a lot of tutorial specific content if you're looking for some added guidance on a specific sewing technique.
And past Great British Sewing Bee winner Juliet Ouser also has a YouTube channel where she shares lots of great tips on there, along with general fun sewing videos too.
Yes. And of course, past guest Brittany J. Jones has a great YouTube channel. We talked about that in her episode of Love to Sew. We love her Pattern 101 series, where she helps you learn to read and understand sewing patterns, and her Sew With Me series.
I also wanted to mention SoSo Live, who's been a great supporter of our show and hosts amazing sew-alongs where she will walk you through an entire pattern from start to finish, show you every single step along the way. It's just fun to watch, even if you already know how to sew. Definitely a great resource.
Yes. And Evie LaLouve is a lingerie pattern designer, and she shares sewing pattern tutorials, pattern hacks, and more.
Seamwork is actually also on YouTube. They've been on there for about a year now, and there's so much great content on there for us to enjoy.
Yes, and we love Erin from Style Sew Me. She has a YouTube channel with a ton of great content as well.
Jen from The Sewing Report has tons of videos with helpful content.
Yes, and past guest Mimi G also has a YouTube channel with tons of tutorials and content as well.
Lastly, I wanted to mention The Last Stitch. Past guest Johanna Liu shares tons of tips and tutorials on her channel, not just about sewing activewear, about sewing all things. Right now, she's doing a ton about sergers and overlockers, which is super helpful. I really, really love watching her videos.
Yes. So YouTube is a great place. Obviously, we're not mentioning everybody that does sewing content on YouTube. There are so many, but these are just some of our favorites. And please do send us yours as well so we can share them with the community, because I know there's tons and tons out there. But next up, we want to talk about blogs, because blogs are another amazing place where you can learn a lot about sewing. Blogs were both of our introductions to the sewing community, and while Instagram and Facebook have become huge hubs for the sewing world, we still think there's definitely a place for blogs and blogging. There are so many great blogs out there. Some are attached to businesses, some are not. We love it when pattern designers host sew-alongs. We're going to talk more about that in a sec. But there are also a lot of bloggers out there just sharing sewing information and tutorials for the love of it.
Yeah. So Caroline, what are some of your top blogs to follow, or tips around following blogs?
Well, my top tip, and I want to say this right off the top, is that if you're looking for a specific technique to learn more about that technique, Google it. I know it might seem obvious, but try to be specific. And as a community, we've amassed an insane amount of online resources that are just a Google search away. So if you put that in Google, I guarantee you are going to find a video or a blog post or some kind of information online about what you're trying to figure out. That being said, obviously, Helen, I love your blog.
Thank you.
I was following Helen's blog even before I met her. And I think you create really awesome tutorials, really clear photography, and just you do an awesome job with sharing sewing content on there. And there's a pretty huge archive of stuff on there. So
That's lots
going back years. Past guest Lauren Taylor of Lady Bird also has some really great tutorials, some awesome jeans making focus tutorials on her blog. Megan Nielsen creates really great content, closet core patterns, Sew DIY. And Beth from Sew DIY also has a YouTube channel. Tilly and the Buttons. Tilly is very focused on kind of beginner friendly language and techniques. And Tilly also has a YouTube channel. So that's a really great resource for beginners. Cashmerette does sew-alongs and tutorials for plus size sewists. I would highly recommend Cloth Habit for great bra making sew-alongs and tutorials. She's not super active anymore, but there is an amazing archive on the Cloth Habit blog with lots and lots of tutorials for bra making. Obviously, Gertie has been blogging for years and years, so there's a huge database on her blog. The Fold Line has a whole database of free sewing resources, and we'll link to that in the show notes. And finally, I wanted to mention DIY Daisy. She's a fairly new follow for me, and I'm just a huge fan of her style. It's very colorful and floral and fun, and she has some really fun free tutorials for self-drafting patterns. So those kind of, you know, draft a boxy top with like some ruffles on it. She makes it really fun and approachable and easy. So if you're new to sewing, DIY Daisy could be an awesome introduction, and some really easy to fit patterns available on her blog.
Fabulous. Those are all excellent suggestions. You didn't leave me with my... No, I'm just kidding.
I know. I went a little crazy. What about you, though? Do you have anything to add?
I totally do. You know, we used to run the Wednesday Weekly, and one of the things that we would highlight in that blog post was resources and tutorials that people were sharing. And I wanted to share some of the people that would come up all the time because they were always sharing new resources. So Melly Sews, just an endless amount of things on her website, resources, little DIY projects, tutorials. Also, Elizabeth Made This, amazing resource as well. And Heather Handmade, those three would come up all the time, just constantly sharing things. And I really appreciate people that are putting in all of that effort every week to share something with the community. It's so much fun to follow along. I also wanted to point out a couple of other pattern companies. In the Fold has some really beautiful tutorials with like excellent illustrations, which I always kind of geek out over when there's really pretty illustrations. Grainline Studio, beautiful photography for their tutorials, super, super clear on their sew-alongs. And when I Google things, often what comes up is like Threads Magazine, Seamwork Magazine, you know, Blueprint, those bigger companies that just have amassed all of this tutorial content and articles, and they are often the ones at the top of the SEO search. And I find them really great for just getting that information that you need quickly. And you can kind of trust what they're putting out there because you know that it's been researched for the magazine and whatnot.
Absolutely. Those are great suggestions. And a lot of indie sewing pattern companies will do sew-alongs on their blogs for a newly released pattern. So this blog content is free, but you obviously have to purchase the pattern to be able to follow along and sew along for that specific pattern. But keep in mind that sometimes these sew-alongs can be useful even if you're not working on that specific pattern. So if you want to learn about a specific technique, like, for example, how to insert a fly front zipper, you can look to like the Megan Nielsen blog. She did a sew-along for the Dawn jeans, or the Closet Core Patterns Ginger Jeans sew-along. That can help you to better understand the technique because it's just another kind of avenue for you to learn with different photos, you know, different structure that might help to really like drive that home for you.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, what about podcasts? Because there are actually a lot of sewing podcasts out there, and I hope that you're not just listening to Love to Sew because there's so many great ones to listen to.
Yeah, there are some really awesome ones. Threads Magazine has a podcast called Sewing with Threads that comes out once a month, and it's really great. They get really technical sometimes, which I totally appreciate. It's hard to do on a podcast. So that's some really great content.
Yeah, Sew and Tell is another one that we've both really been enjoying. And Stitch Please is a great podcast that I've recently started listening to, and I am enjoying it so much.
Yes, of course, Clothes Making Mavens is a great one. There's also Sewing for the Weekend. That's a mother-daughter duo hosting Sewing for the Weekend. The New Craft House just started coming out with a podcast. They are based in the UK, and they have a fabric shop online where they're selling dead stock fabrics, and they're interviewing people in the community. That's a really great listen.
And of course, Sewing Out Loud is another podcast that you might be familiar with. They've been around for a little while, and Mallory and Zidi do such a great job with that show.
Yes. And I actually just got an email in my inbox that Seamwork Radio is coming back. Ooh. With a monthly podcast. I think they're on episode 16 now, if they continue from their previous podcast that they had a few years ago. And if it's anything like the podcast that they did back a few years ago, it's going to be amazing.
That's true. I loved Seamwork Radio. It was actually a big inspiration for us when we started Love to Sew.
Absolutely. Okay, let's talk about communities, because there are some online communities as well that are free to participate in and can help you learn and grow in your sewing.
Yes. First off, we wanted to put in the Curvy Sewing Collective. It's a great community platform that offers a wealth of information for new or experienced sewists, or just a great community of people to hang out with, especially in their Facebook group. They have a group of curvy sewing bloggers that are intent on demystifying all things plus size and home sewing and helping to make sure that you are getting patterns that fit you.
Yes. And on their website, you're going to find tutorial content, blog content on adjustments and pattern reviews. There are tons of articles on there. They've been doing this for a while, so lots of great free content available right now.
Yes. And speaking of Facebook groups, there are loads out there and we certainly cannot name them all, but here's a few that you might want to go and join. The Fold Line has a Facebook group. It's a great place to chat with makers about all things sewing, share your project plans, and ask for sewing advice.
Yes. The Bra Making Forum is another great one. Their description is an open-ended discussion on the art of bra making. All patterns, all fabrics, and all techniques are welcome. I'm a part of that group and I love that. I mean, it's a private group, so there are a lot of people just posting pictures of their boobs on there in bras, trying to get fitting advice and that kind of thing. And there are tons of knowledgeable sewists in there that know how to sew lingerie. So if you're new to it, it's a great place to ask questions.
Yes. There's also a Sewing Activewear Facebook group if you're interested in sewing leggings and sports bras and things like that. And then we just talked with Julian Collins last month, and he mentioned that he has a Sew Manly Facebook group where you can go to chat about all things sewing menswear.
Yes. So another community that I think is really valuable is Seamwork, because obviously they do their magazine. And so they have this online database with tons of archived articles. So if you're looking to level up or maybe take on a new fabric or technique, it's likely that they have an article written up about it. And you may not realize that Seamwork magazine is available to read for free online. You have to subscribe to get the pattern credits, but the articles and tutorials are available on their website always. I personally often turn to Seamwork for tutorials and information. It's just a really great, reliable resource. And also, if you are a Seamwork subscriber, you get access to their forums with tons of little sub forums where you can ask questions and they have discussions in there. So it's a really great way to get information from other sewists.
Yeah. Speaking of forums, we would be remiss if we didn't mention Pattern Review, because it's an amazing online space for reviewing sewing patterns. There's also an online shop and tons of forums for asking questions about sewing related issues, discussions, and so much more. It gets really specific on Pattern Review. I love, you can often find a forum like about a specific machine model number or like a very specific sewing machine issue or something like that. There's just so much information and so many people on there that are really, really keen to help, which I love.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I'm excited about this next section. I think it's the most exciting part of this episode because we're going to talk about free patterns, and there are a lot of them. And I think it's such a great thing that you can be new to sewing and have access to tons of quality free patterns to get you going.
Yes, and often free patterns are a little bit more simple, which means that they're really great for beginners. So first off, we want to give a big shout out to Peppermint Magazine. It's one of our favorite resources for free sewing patterns. They have a lot of really cool designs on their website, and they collaborate with indie pattern designers like In the Folds, LB Textiles, and Common Stitch to create these free patterns that they're giving out. I think it's quarterly, right?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
So some of our favorites are the Wide Strap Maxi Dress, their wrap top, their wrap skirt, their everyday dress, their boxy top. They have a jumpsuit that's really popular. I mean, the list goes on and on. Definitely just go to the website and download them all, because why not, right?
Yeah, exactly. They're free. Also, past guest Jess from Muna and Broad has a roundup of free patterns on her blog, Broad in the Seams. And this is seriously such an amazing resource because she's rounded up over 100 free plus size sewing patterns and also has some other free sewing patterns on there that can be great for gifts. So go and check out Broad in the Seams because there's a ton on there.
That is such an amazing resource that she's amassed. Holy wow.
Yeah.
holy wow. Sustainability is another blog that has a 2019 roundup of free sewing patterns. We'll be sure to link all of these free sewing pattern roundups in the show notes.
Yes, and there are also a few free sewing pattern databases out there. So Mood Fabrics lists free sewing patterns on their website, and there's lots of different options and styles on there.
Fabric Store has a lot of cool patterns that are mainly designed for linen fabric, and you can filter out so you're just looking at the free patterns, and there's a lot there too.
Yeah, Blueprint also has tons of free sewing patterns, lots of home sewing projects and garment sewing projects as well.
And of course, freesewing.org was mentioned in our queer and trans sewing episode by a few listeners. They have a host of free patterns that you can actually make adjustments to based on your preferences. Such an amazing resource. You get a pattern that's like sized for your body for free. It's such a great jumping off point for new sewists.
Yes. Okay. I want to talk about specific free patterns that we're loving, because indie designers often release free sewing patterns with a newsletter subscription, like what you're doing with the Luna Tank. And we wanted to list off some really, really great ones.
Yeah, so starting with t-shirts, you and I both are fans of the Plantain Tee by Deer and Doe, and you know they're sponsoring this episode. I have made that t-shirt several times. We've used it for workshops. It is a really, really awesome free t-shirt. So definitely go get that one.
It's a really great classic tee. Like, I love that it's just a classic shape and I wear it and make it all the time. It's such a good one. Mm-hmm. I also love Friday Pattern Co.'s Sunday V-neck.
Yes, I haven't had a chance to make that one yet, but I saw when it came out and I'm itching to try it. It looks really cute. Mm-hmm. There's also the Tulip Tee by Patterns for Pirates.
Yes, and there's the Stellan Tee from French Navy Now.
And the Sage Tee from LB Textiles.
Yes. And the Sage Tee is also unisex, which is pretty great.
Oh, cool.
All right. So for tops, obviously we love the new Luna Tank from Helen's Closet.
Thanks, girl. The Morning Glory top from Sarah Kirsten.
Yes, the Hemlock Tee from Grainline Studio.
York from Seamwork.
There's the Yoko Square Roll Neck Top by Jali Sewing Patterns.
The Fiber Mood Francis shirt.
And Uvita Top by Itch to Stitch. This one's a long sleeve top with a drop shoulder, super casual and comfy. It's a great wardrobe staple.
Yes, and there's probably many, many more. Again, please email us with your favorites and maybe send us a picture of you wearing it. We love to see your faces.
Ooh, that would be fun. Okay, what about dresses and skirts?
Well, French Navy Now also has a free dress pattern called the Orla dress that is really, really excellent.
Yes, and there's also the Leela and June wrap skirt. It's got some retro vibes, which we love.
The Nora t-shirt and dress by Layla Jane Pattern is a cute casual t-shirt dress. Maximum comfort level right there.
And then, of course, if you're looking for an undies pattern or a bra pattern, we definitely have some options for you. Megan Nielsen has the Acacia undies, and those are free when you sign up for their newsletter. It's a really classic undies pattern in a nice size range. Mm-hmm.
And Madeline Intimates has a few free bralette patterns. Barrett, Raquel, Sierra Wrap, Noelle Halter, Noelle Undies. So lots of great free patterns there to work with.
All right. And of course, we have to mention accessories. Kylie and the Machine has the Ida clutch.
Ooh, I love that little clutch. It's so cute. LB Textiles has the Sorrento bucket hat, which is available for just $2 and the proceeds go to charity.
Yes. And similarly, Muna and Broad has the Breve bag, which is so cute, by the way. I'm dying to make it. And it is also just $2 with proceeds going to charity.
Perfect. And Helen's Closet still has the Costa Tote available, which is a nice little book bag or beach bag with lots of pockets. So you can grab that on our website, helensclosetpatterns.com.
Ooh, and it's reversible too, right?
Oh yeah, it is. It's true. You can have a lot of fun with fabric.
Okay, so do you have a free sewing resource? Let us know on social media this week or send us a voicemail or email. We want to round up all the things that we missed. We know that there are a ton, but we hope that this episode helped you to find some new to you free resources, perhaps. Maybe it's inspiring you to finally jump into sewing. Send it to your friends, get them into sewing. Let's spread the love and enjoy all of these amazing free tools out there.
Yes, and we want to say a big thank you to all of the people out there who have created all these free resources and patterns. It's really amazing for us to be able to share them with our listeners. So thank you for all of your time and your effort.
Yes, thank you. Thanks to Dear and Doe for supporting Love to Sew. Dear and Doe is a French indie pattern company started in 2012. They now have over 40 patterns in their collection, and you can test out the quality for yourself with the beloved free plantain t-shirt pattern available in PDF.
Also, check out their new capsule wardrobe ebook, Dressed, containing 9 new patterns. Love to Sew listeners can enjoy 10% off during September with the code LOVETOSEW.
That's it for today's episode of Love to Sew. You can find me, Caroline, at blackbirdfabrics.com and Helen at helenscloset.com, where you can get her free Costa Tote and free Luna Tank by signing up for her newsletter. Go do it now.
He's so much better at marketing than I am. We're recording today in rainy BC, Canada, and you can get in touch with us and get links for everything we talked about in this episode. And you're going to want to do that at lovetosewpodcast.com.
And if you're loving this show and you want to help us out, did you know that you can get more content on Patreon if you support us there? You can contribute $5 or more a month and you'll get access to our bonus episode feed. And if you contribute $10 or more a month, you will get a 15% discount code for both of our shops and a bonus minisode. It's an amazing deal, people. Go to patreon.com/lovetosew for more info.
Thank you to our amazing podcast team, Sam Humphrey and Melanie Brister, and thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Go get your free sewing on.
I'm going to Morse code a message to Sam with the clicks. It's a cry for help.